Phil, is this because of a court ruling? And if it is, what comes next?
Well, that's going to be the big question, Susan. What we're talking about is a law that basically we have all over the states, and that is, you know, you can't sleep on public property. Now, San Francisco's modified that. They have what they call the sleep lie law, which is it's a sit lie law that says you can't sit on sidewalks during a specific time. But before we go into the details of this, a few years back in Boise, Idaho, some homeless people sued saying that since the city didn't provide any alternative shelter, they had no choice but to sleep in public. And the Ninth Circuit of Court agreed with that and handed down saying it's unconstitutional unless you to cite people, to arrest people for sleeping in public and parks and whatever, unless you've got an alternative place for them to go. Now, San Francisco had thought that they were covered because they have the navigation centers and their shelter system. But public defenders are saying, not good enough. You don't have enough housing for everyone, and it's not available quickly enough. So they're out to challenge the standard, saying that even if you do have housing, it has to be up to a certain level. And that could be a real game changer for San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose, and a host of other places.
Well, from your reporting, it seems the police department was unaware that the DA's office had taken this decision to stop prosecuting these cases. So the cops are not rounding up everybody who's sleeping on the street, but they do sometimes, right?
Yeah, it's something you hold over someone's head saying, look, if you're not going to do this, you're not going to do this, and you're repeatedly doing it, we're going to give you a citation. Now, you know, the citation is a misdemeanor, and you might wind up spending 6 months in jail if the world turned backwards, because you and I know how the courts work and how we go here. But it's an idea that the idea is that if you don't, and if it becomes unconstitutional even to cite somebody criminally for something like this, then are you de facto saying it's okay to do it? And tying the police and everybody else's hands. And no, the cops didn't know about it. The district attorney decided to put the brakes on it until they could get a ruling from a local judge on that. And as we know, in the Bay Area, that could mean anything. So keep your eyes open and your ears peeled, because that's what everybody down at the Hall of Justice and at the mayor's office is doing right now.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.